It's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
And it's been a big week for state politics. We'll get the latest on bills in the legislature and talk about the primary election that took place this week.
And Latinos and supporters from around Wisconsin rallied in Madison this week to oppose immigration bills currently in the works.
For more on those stories, we're joined by Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, it is great to be back.
Well, we'll touch briefly on the Wisconsin legislature before moving on to some of those other stories we mentioned. One big thing that looks to be going nowhere is something that deals with water rights in the state. What are the details there?
Yeah, so this was one of the flashpoint bills, one of a bunch, really, and some of them have passed, some of them are now law. But this water privatization bill is one that we learned this week will not get a vote in the Senate, at least that's what was reported. The bill would have essentially made it easier for governments to privatize their local water supply. It seems to have come about because a Pennsylvania company called Aqua America Incorporated, which owns water utilities in eight states, apparently wanted to expand into Wisconsin, and some legislators thought that they should make that a little easier to do. Although the company said and the sponsors say that there weren't like specific places where they were planning to expand, but anyway, if the company did have plans to expand to Wisconsin, they're not going to get to because it sounds like the Senate isn't going to vote on this. Or if they do, they'll have to sort of go through what they have called sort of a cumbersome referendum process and so on.
We'll hear more about water legislation and the action in the Assembly and the Senate yesterday from our own Sean Johnson coming up after 5. So in other state political news this week, Senator Ron Johnson and his opponent, former Senator Russ Feingold, took sides on whether President Obama should nominate a new Supreme Court justice after the passing of Antonin Scalia. So what are we seeing in this outside of the presidential race? This is the big story in Wisconsin for the fall.
Absolutely right. And you will never guess what their positions are. Actually, you might guess. Feingold is in favor of Obama not putting a nominee forward. Johnson is against. Johnson is in line with the Republican orthodox view that they're not going to hear any nominee from this president. So that is, I mean, the both sides are pretty dug in on their political positions. It's not really shocking that those are the views that a Democrat and a Republican would hold. But what we've seen is, so this, because this Senate race is a key one that could very well play a role in deciding control of the U.S. Senate, it's already started that there are outside groups, really on both sides, spending money on these campaigns, either on the liberal side, asking people to call Senator Johnson and tell him he should have allow a vote or allow hearings on an Obama nominee. And on the conservative side, a group called the Judicial Crisis Network, it was reported that they're going to spend more than $1 million on ads in several states, actually, to thank Senator Johnson for letting the people decide, meaning blocking any nominee until after the presidential election.
Okay, no surprise the positions Feingold and Johnson took. No surprise that they're taking a position. No surprise that outside groups are going to make a big deal about this. Are voters going to care? Is this something that is going to be a voting issue when it comes November?
Man, it's big. It feels like usually you can't go wrong saying that that people don't really vote on Supreme Court politics, but this is as big as it gets, and especially depending on how the nomination plays out, I think it's very likely that people will care a lot about this issue this year.
Talking to Rob Mentzer with USA Today Network Wisconsin about some of the big news from around Wisconsin over the last week. We'll stay with elections. One coming a little closer up here, Rob. There was a primary election this week for the state Supreme Court, looking ahead to an April election. Sum that up for us.
Sure. So this was a statewide primary election for Supreme Court. The nominee or the candidates were Justice Rebecca Bradley, who is a Walker appointee, just appointed in the last few months to the court, and widely understood to be a very conservative justice, sort of a conservative movement person. The other two nominees were Judge Joanne Kloppenburg, who also ran in 2011 against conservative Justice David Prosser, is understood to be a liberal justice, and Judge Joe Donnell, Donald, who is an African-American Milwaukee County circuit court judge. Bradley came out on top. She got 45% of the vote. Kloppenburg got about 43%, and Donald a distant third with about 12. So the way that liberals, people who are inclined towards the left side of things, interpret this result is that essentially what they see is that the anti-Bradley vote was bigger than the pro-Bradley vote. That they assume that anyone who voted for Joe Donald will vote for Kloppenburg in the in April. So that is the way that the tea leaves are being read. I expect that this will be another one that we are likely to see sort of gross outside spending and attack ads on, but for sure it was. I talked to a lot of Democrats this week who were very excited about that outcome.
Yeah, you mentioned the turnout. How did this isn't fall level turnout? This isn't going to be presidential election turnout, but in the world of primary Supreme Court elections, how do we do?
I mean, you're looking at a little more than 500,000 people in the state voting, right? It's a very low turnout election. This was the only statewide primary election. Like, we here in Wausau were voting in a mayoral primary, but even that, it didn't exactly have lines out the door. So the spring elections generally are quite low turnout as well, but it's different this year because there's this other race going on that's a little higher profile for president. So the April 5th election will also be a presidential primary. In general terms, I think that the spring primary electorate tends to be a bit older and probably a bit more conservative. So this is another reason why there are a lot of liberals seeing this as a good sign for Kloppenburg in April. But you know what? There's going to be a lot of people turning out for the Republican primary as well. So I guess it's certainly going to be a battle.
Yeah, there's not a lot of precedent to draw from in that conjunction of the primaries and this very partisan, nonpartisan judicial race. Well, I want to move on to one more story. Yesterday, the big rally at the state capitol, A Day Without Latinos. Talk us through what we saw, what the impact might be.
So we saw more than 20,000 people in Madison sort of bust in and traveling from all over the state for this rally, A Day Without Latinos, the idea being to draw attention to the economic impact and the political power of Latinos in the state. The rally was organized around a few pieces of legislation that are under consideration in Madison. One of those, one of the bills that was being protested, which would have banned so-called sanctuary cities, we learned just today it's not going to be taken up in the Senate. So that is another one of these assembly bills that is essentially dead now. There was another piece of legislation that was being protested that would make it harder to issue state IDs to undocumented immigrants. That bill has been passed by both the Senate and the Assembly, is going to Governor Walker. But, in another way, the purpose of the rally is also to just sort of to push back on rhetoric of sort of the Trump campaign and other political campaigns that are sort of hard line on illegal immigration or even just simply anti-immigrant. And I think, there was a lot of people at that rally. I saw it remarked how much larger this rally was than a similar rally just a few years ago. And it is the case that that Latinos are a growing population group in Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there for now. Rob, thanks as always.
All right. Thanks so much.
That's state news editor Robert Mentzer with USA Today Network Wisconsin helping us recap the top stories from around the state this week.